Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
833-287-1037. You heard us yapping enough about it. Mm-hmm. If you were at Stagecoach, and so many of you were, we'd love to hear your highlights, some of your favorite moments of this past weekend, which some are saying was the best Stagecoach ever.
Producer Jessica has been chomping at the bit to share something with us. You're holding it. So spill it.
So Sunday night for me was the craziest night at Stagecoach.
Okay.
I had two of my girlfriends with me. We were super excited to see Luke Combs because I was obviously Garth Brooks. We knew Garth was coming.
Uh-huh.
So we go down to the pit area that we were able to get into, and we sat down to start waiting, and all of a sudden, people are looking towards us. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher are literally right behind us.
Okay.
Mila ended up sitting down next to us because we were sitting down on the floor because it was cold.
Yeah.
And people kept asking her for pictures, and she was so kind. And my friend Angelique, who you guys know my friend Angelique, she's the kind of person that'll talk to anybody and will become best friends with them.
Yes.
She goes, here, just sit down with us. It's totally cool. She sits down with us, and we proceed to talk to her for 20 minutes.
Wow.
That's awesome.
She was like our friend by the edge. She's like, are you guys going to go see Backstreet Boys? We're like, yeah. She's like, yeah, we're going to beeline there as soon as Garth is done and with Luke.
Scheduling her Sunday night with Mila Kunis.
Yes, exactly.
100%. We were talking about going to all the other Stagecoach. She's like, this is my 10th. This is my husband's 13th. At the end, when Luke was done, she's like, I'll see you guys at Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
Like,
she
was the nicest person I've... It just was like a normal conversation with another human and not like this massive celebrity that other people were taking pictures of. I think it's because we didn't ask for pictures or anything.
Sure.
And then, I mean, eventually at one point, Shaboozy came and was hanging out in our area. And he was, like, freaking out when Garth came out. I don't know how I ended up in the middle of the celebrity section, but that's where I was Sunday night.
Nice. So you are screaming for Garth right next to Mila Kunis with Shaboozy right there.
It was a wild moment. When Good Charlotte came out, and I'm like, Ashton Kutcher's behind me. Good Charlotte singing their song from, you know, 2003, 2004. I feel like I'm in a very specific time and space.
Yes, I bet.
It felt so weird.
And then you went back further in time to the Palomino stage to watch your childhood come alive before your very eyes. We're talking about Backstreet Boys. And I think, I think your squeals of delight right here say it all. When Luke Combs joined Backstreet Boys for their biggest song ever.
I was not expecting the Palomino stage and people at Stagecoach to go as crazy as they did for the Backstreet Boys. It was kind of wild.
Really? Didn't you see the SNL concert before the 50th anniversary when they came out? And everybody, and I mean everybody, even Jerry Seinfeld was singing along to that song? I totally expected that to happen.
I just, with the Backstreet Boys, it's my own little world when I listen to them. And I just think, you know, that was my boy band thing. Guys, girls, every single person was singing every single song and screaming. And it was so much fun. It was the best way to end Stagecoach.
833-287-1037. Kind of hard to top that, but what do you got as far as a Stagecoach memory?
Well, and here's the thing. You don't have to top it. Just share what was so great for you. You know, that's all that matters. 833-287-1037.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
It was so cool to talk to Tucker Wetmore on Friday at Stagecoach. First of all, it was our first interview of the weekend, which was going to be a very busy weekend.
Yes.
Secondly, it had to be the best day of his life. His album also came out that day, and so many people were so excited about Tucker Wetmore making his Stagecoach debut.
And especially any girl who is a brunette, because this is a new song on Tucker Wetmore's new album.
I need a brown eye, five, no sign of the Mason Dixon. I kind ain't climbed up in a four-wheel drive and slipped and never been fishing, never been mudding. Gotta be one that done remind me of you there beside me. I need to find me a brunette.
When I was going back to the camping RV area at Stagecoach, a brunette stopped me. Her name was Leah, and she was freaking out because she decided to shoot her shot with Tucker Wetmore.
Leah, what part of San Diego are you from?
I am from Point Loma, OB area.
Okay, Leah, you shot your shot.
Yes.
Tell us what happened.
Okay, Tucker Wetmore was at the Wrangler booth, and the ladies behind us were like, hey, get your man, girl, shoot your shot. You know, life is beautiful. And they gave me a dollar bill and a pen to put my Instagram. And I wrote it and handed it to that beautiful, dreamy guy.
Right. And it's all because of his current song.
Brunette. Yes. And finally a song for the brunettes out here. You're I think beautiful. He just needs to change the lyrics to 5'2 instead of 5'5.
Well, there you go. Well, it was lovely to meet you.
Oh, my gosh. Such a dream meeting you.
And if he ever does end up following you on Instagram, you have to let us know.
Oh, I will.
Done deal?
100%.
Have a great rest
Thanks.
Of your weekend.
You too. Oh, my gosh. This is so amazing.
Now, where am I when this is all going on?
You were busy in the artist compound staring at doors.
Busy staring at
opening.
Doors while you're hanging out with a hot brunette named Leah, salivating over Tucker Wetmore.
Yeah.
Good for her. I love the confidence, and why not?
Yes.
Why not?
You never know.
That's how Tyler Hubbard met his wife at Stagecoach,
yep.
Girl from San Diego, took her shot. That is how our friend Callie met Hardy, I imagine, somewhat like that. Just go with it.
Okay.
Carlsbad's own Callie, who now is Mrs. Hardy, Mrs. Michael Hardy, and mother of his child. You just never know unless you do it.
It was actually Hardy who took his shot with her.
Well, I don't blame him.
Yes, asking
Come on,
her
man.
Out. Yes.
Either way, all they can do is say no, but maybe they won't.
You never know.
And I saw a picture of you and Leah. Tucker, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, I imagine he had worse days than he had on Friday. Good God. Good for him. We have our entire conversation with Tucker at KSON.com. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show.